Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Ches, the 148th Latin Shabbos, and we only have one pasuk on this Daf. It appears on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. The pasuk is in Devarim, Perek Tesvov, pasuk Beis, and it reads as follows: Zeh Dvar HaShmita, this is the matter of the year of remission. Shamoit Kol Baal Ma'aseh Yodai, the person who is a creditor must remit his hand. Asher Yasheh B'Re'ehu, who has credit against his friend, Lo Yigos Esra'ehu, he should not put pressure on his friend, ve'esachiv ki kara shmita l'Hashem, or for his brother, because it is the year of shmita for Hashem. The Gemara is in the middle of a sugya, and towards the end of the sugya of the discussion of shmita, discusses how a person, according to the last opinion, the Gemara says, im omar loy afal pichein yakabel mimenu. If the person who is the borrower just says, you know what, even though it is shmita, I would prefer to pay back my loan, in that case, yekabel mimenu, the creditor may receive the loan from him. Mishum shenemar v'zeh devar hashmita. This is the matter of the shmita. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi actually hints to the mechanics of how this works. If you go to the Malbim on the Torah, the Malbim is often a very useful source in trying to work out how the mechanics of the pasuk work. The Malbim says something very simple. He says the word devar can mean item, issue, idea, but it can also be related to the word dibur, which means speech. Which means to say is, how does it operate? V'zeh devar hashmita, v'zeh dibur hashmita. Which means that a person, in order to be able to operate the shmita, needs to verbally note that the loans are in fact remitted. However, if a person, after that, it doesn't mean to say that he has to physically stop receiving them, it means to say verbally he has to announce that he's not receiving them. If the borrower decides to go against his wishes and pay him back, then he's not transgressing the dibur or the devar hashmita. I do want to point out a fascinating point that actually goes in two directions. The Tosefta in Shvius in Perikhes points out, and this is the Lashon of the Tosefta, Keshem she'ashvius meshametes malve, kach meshametes shvua. The Shvius is not just meshamet, doesn't just nullify a loan, but it also nullifies a shvua, an oath made. Shenemar zedvar hashmita. This is the matter of the shmita, which means to say that the notion of it being called Dvar HaShmita not only is in terms of the way it is remitted, but also what, potentially, is under the due restriction of shmita. Anything which is also a dibur may, in fact, be able to be remitted because of this pasuk as well. And this is perhaps an important understanding in the notion of dibur and devar. It's worthwhile noting, going back to creation itself, the two ideas are very important to be connected. Devar is an item or an issue, an idea, and dibur is actually a word. The word of Hashem coalesced into the items, into issues in this world. As he spoke, then the world came into being and coalesced, and that actually is the source of the relationship between dibur and devar. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.